Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a raw wobble bass and turning it into a tight, replayable roller tactic for jungle and old school DNB inside Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is simple. Don't treat the bass like a huge endless synth patch. Treat it like a performance that you're going to print, chop, tighten, and arrange. That's how you get something that locks with breakbeats, leaves room for the sub, and actually feels like a proper DNB section instead of just a loop. So let's get into it. First, build a source sound that has strong mid-range character, but don't overcomplicate it. Use a stock synth like Wavetable, Operator, or Analog. Keep it basic. One oscillator with a saw or square flavor is usually enough. Maybe with a second oscillator slightly detuned for a bit of movement. Then shape it with a low-pass filter and some modulation. A good starting point is a cutoff somewhere in the darker mid-zone. Maybe around 120 to 300 Hz depending on how aggressive you want the wobble to feel. Add a little resonance, not too much, and set the wobble movement to sync nicely with the track. 1/8th or 1/16th note movement can work really well here. The goal is not to make the final sound right away. The goal is to make a sound that responds well when you print it. Now here's one of the most important DNB moves. Separate your sub from your mid. If one sound tries to do everything, the low end gets blurry fast. Duplicate the MIDI track. On one track, keep a clean sub, ideally with a sine wave from Operator or another simple source. Make it mono with utility, and keep it stable. On the other track, keep the wobble and all the movement, but high pass it so it doesn't fight the sub. Around 80 to 120 Hz is often a good starting point for that mid layer. This separation is a classic club system move. The sub stays solid and powerful, while the wobble layer can get dirty, wide, and animated without wrecking the mix. Once the sound design is set, write a short phrase. Don't think in giant held notes. Think in short, intentional hits. A roller works best when it breathes. Use mostly short notes, maybe 1/8 to 1/4 note lengths, and leave gaps on purpose. A really solid old-school inspired idea is to start with a simple two-bar loop. Put a couple of punchy hits in bar 1, repeat the idea in bar 2, then change one note at the end or add a pickup into the next phrase. That tiny variation is what makes the loop feel alive. You can also play with note height. Try a low root hit, then a higher octave or fifth, then back to the root. That creates motion without needing a more complex melody. And don't forget velocity. Main hits can sit in a stronger range, and ghost notes can be quieter. Those small dynamic changes make the roller feel human and musical instead of robotic. Now for the wobble movement itself. You want the bass to have a clear motion shape that you can control. A lot of random movement sounds messy in DNB. Instead, make the motion repeat with purpose. Use an LFO or filter automation to create that pulse, and keep it synced to the drums. 1/8th note wobble gives you a muscular, old-school kind of push. 1/16th can feel more nervous and urgent. Either way, the key is that the movement should support the phrase, not distract from it. A nice trick is to make the first bar a little more open, then close the filter slightly in the second bar. That gives you built-in phrasing without changing the whole sound. Now comes the move that really changes everything, resampling. Once the bass feels close, print it to audio. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, or route the bass group into it, and record a few bars. This is where the sound becomes something you can sculpt like an arrangement element instead of just a synth part. And I want to stress this. Print with intent. Don't resample too early just to be convenient. Wait until the groove already feels like it's close. Then capture a version worth editing. It's smart to print a few passes, maybe one clean pass, one with heavier modulation, and one with a slightly different phrase. Name them clearly so you don't get lost later. Something like Bass Roller Print and Bass Roller Print B. Good organization saves your life when you're building a larger section. Now take that printed audio and start chopping it up. This is where the bass turns into a phrase kit. Split a transients, consolidate the best hits, and grab any interesting tails or filter sweeps. You're looking for strong attack starts, cool little movement moments, and anything that feels like a signature. Then rebuild a new phrase from those chops. Keep the first part close to the original groove, then change the last couple of bars more aggressively. You can even add one reverse chop before a downbeat for tension. This is a big part of the old school vibe. Tiny edits, reversed hits, little gaps, and unexpected punctuation. That's where the jungle energy starts coming through. If needed, use warp to keep the chopped audio locked to the grid, and use clip gain or phase to balance things out and avoid clicks. You can also drop the chops into simpler if you want them to become playable. That's a great way to perform your bass arrangement like an instrument. Now let's tighten it against the breakbeat. Load up a chopped break, ideally something Amen like or another classic Jungle Break, and listen to how the bass sits around the kick and snare. In this style, the bass should often answer the snare, leave room for ghost hits, and reinforce the groove without stepping on the drums. If the bass feels late, you can nudge it a little. If it feels too stiff, you can shift certain pickup notes slightly. Just don't overhumanize everything. Old school D&B is not about sloppy swing everywhere. It's about confident placement. The kick and snare relationship is sacred here, so if the bass is stealing attention from the break, the roller loses its identity fast. Then shape the bass as a bus, not as separate random parts. Group the layers and process them together with stock tools like EQ8, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, and utility. A common starring move is to keep the sub clean and centered. Cut a little mud around 200 to 400 Hz if needed. Add a few dB of saturation to the mid layer for harmonics, and use a light compressor to glue things together. If the bass feels too wide, narrow it down. The low end should feel focused. The width is just seasoning. And remember, shorter is often heavier. A tight bass stab can hit harder than a long note with lots of processing. If the bass starts fighting the break, reduce sustain, trim the tails, and let the drums do more of the talking. Now arrange the roller like a real section, not just a loop. Think in phrases. For example, an 8-bar section could start with 2 bars of a main loop, then a small variation, then a fill or dropout, then a return with more grit, then a tension bar with less bass, and finally a transition hit into the next section. That kind of structure feels musical and DJ-friendly. For jungle and old-school D&B, it helps to think in 2-bar chunks. Establish, twist, open up, move on. Add small arrangement details like atmosphere, vinyl noise, a snare fill, a reverse bass stab, or a filter opening before the next drop. These are little things, but they give the section shape and keep it from feeling like an endless repeat. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't let the wobble layer own too much low end. Don't make the bass too wide. Don't give every note the same length. Don't overdo distortion. And don't let your resampled audio become a messy pile with no clear naming or structure. The cleaner your source, the easier the arrangement becomes. Here's a really good practice move. Build a 2-bar bass loop with a separate sub-layer, add wobble at 1/8 or 1/16 sync, resample it, slice it into at least 6 usable chops, and rebuild it into a 4-bar phrase with a main groove, a variation, and a transition. Then put it over a breakbeat and make one bass hit answer the snare. Finally, check it in mono. If it still feels strong, you're on the right track. That's the whole mindset here. You're not just designing a bass sound. You're designing a roller that can be printed, chopped, rearranged, and dropped into a proper D&B section. Clean sub, moving mid, deliberate timing, smart resampling, and phrase-based arrangement. That's how you get that dark, mechanical, hypnotic jungle pressure. Now go build one tight roller section. Keep it simple and let the groove do the heavy lifting.